Day 35. Oh, if you keep reaching out, then I'll keep coming back. And if you're gone for good, then I'm okay with that. That's from the song Light On by Maggie Rogers. If you're brand new here, hi, I like music. If you aren't, then you know. I love music, actually. As my days are literally filled with staring at both a computer and a phone screen, I'm more apt to turn on music these days than watch television. So I'm revisiting old music that I love and discovering new music to soothe my soul. The above lyrics actually fall into the latter category. Brand new for me. Now starts the shameless plug. If you haven't listened to any Maggie Rogers, I highly recommend her. Her voice is rich and sultry, and her words are profound. I'm not much of a stuck-in-a-genre kind of gal, so I can't exactly tell you what category she'd fall into. Pop, folk-ish, not sure. Doesn't really matter. Anyway, I heard these lyrics, and then I rewound and listened 10 times. Maybe 20 times. They are powerful. They resonate. They sit with you. If you're anything like me, they plant themselves on your heart and deep in your belly. If you aren't anything like me, but instead are on the other side of this equation that I'm about to describe, I think it's a useful read for you too. What do these words mean? Well, I can share a couple of different perspectives because I am this person, or at least I have been this person. I try to be less this person today. There have been times when I knew something or someone was no good. Worse than no good. They were damaging to me, to my psyche. And yet, historically, this was not a sufficient motivation for me to walk away. Provided someone kept coming back or reaching out, I would cave and let my guard down and fold them back in. This is going to sound kind of ridiculous, but hang in there. This is not just about people. This is not just about an unsavory romantic relationship. This paradigm is true for nearly everything. I mean everything. This is about relationships, friendships, and even bad habits. We recognize the lack of health in a situation, but we feel powerless to change it when it presents itself. If it doesn't ever present again, then we're comfortable letting it go. We will not seek him, her, it out. But the second it's in our line of vision, we fold, collapse, give in. You know exactly what I'm talking about, no? It's either you or someone you know. This is why we delete people from our phones or block people from our social media accounts. This is why we don't bring certain food into our homes. This is why we fill time with non-negotiables to keep busy. This is why we seek reinforcement and support from those around us. I shouldn't answer his or her call, right? I don't really need dessert tonight. I already exercised this morning, so taking that class is overkill, isn't it? We seek permission. We want someone to tell us it's okay. We want that person or thing that's no good to stay the fuck away. Or we want to have a good, solid excuse or explanation if it comes into our space. Backup. We want an easy way to make something gone for good, knowing full well that even if we feel that loss initially, we will truly be okay. While I'm on that particular topic, that's an important distinction to make. It's an important clarification. I'm not suggesting at all that losing that thing or resisting that urge is easy. Not by a long shot. There's a grieving period, there's a lot of stress often, there's pain, there's annoyance. There are these urges that are almost painful. What I'm saying is that these losses that we feel, we survive them. These are losses that actually lead us to thriving. These are losses that help us grow stronger and more resilient. Cool, we've kind of covered this topic before, so what's my point? Well, my point is tied to our current situation, crisis, stay-at-home situation. But really, it's also completely applicable to any other goddamn time. It's just a little bit more critical right now while our emotions are running high and stress is abound. I'm going to say it as clearly as I can. If something is unavailable or someone has left you and that is what needs to happen for you to say goodbye, that is okay. Did you hear that right? This is as simple as it gets. You do not need to beat yourself up because you didn't just wake up and find the strength within you to cut that tie. Progress does not always emerge from a place of inner strength. The strides we make in our personal growth do not always start as a nugget of self-motivation at all. The most profound lessons I've learned in life thus far have come from decisions other people have made. I'm not even a little embarrassed to admit that fact, not even a smidgen. Sometimes I just haven't known where to begin. I want to get to a certain place of freedom and health, but I just don't know where to start. And so my starting point has been the action or inaction of another person. My cue to begin to separate has been unavailability or inaccessibility. Who gives a shit? And I'm going to tell you something else. If someone criticizes the way you got to okay rather than celebrating that momentous occasion, you might want to take a good look at that relationship. So many things in life, so many parts of our journey are not about the means. They are about the ends. Once we get to the end and self-reflect, then we can hope to make better decisions next time around. We can hope that we're able to take the necessary steps before we're forced to. But guess what? Even if we never get there, that's okay too. Yep, you heard me right. The path to worthy is not about doing things perfectly. It's not about how you do battle. It's not about being a role model for anyone else. The path is about finding the perfect way for you to get to a place of health in your own emotional life. There's no one scheme, and if someone else has to be the fire lit under your behind to change things, so be it. Who cares? Talk to you tomorrow.